This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It's okay to be sad, to be angry and to be hurt when you've gone through a hard time. It's okay to be human. I've met people who experience real trauma because they spent so many years trying to please other people. They were never happy. And I want to talk briefly today about living in denial. I think it's a fascinating subject. Do you live in denial? What am I talking about? It really is a refusal to accept unpleasant truth about a situation or to admit what you're feeling. It's very easy to blame other people. Living in denial means you're never a failure. It's like saying, I have never failed anything. You think that you're too talented, hardworking, or you've got all this knowledge that everything you touch will turn to gold. Well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but we humans are flawed by nature. We all make mistakes. Yeah, no one is perfect except God. Or you say, it's always somebody else's fault. I'm never in the wrong. You just keep doing everything right, and they just ruin things for you. It's like the girl who keeps squeezing into a size 10 dress when it's obvious that she's size 14. The man who keeps calling the girl he met. He wants her to go out, and she says, no, I'm not interested. And the person who's having some really alarming symptoms, like passing blood in the urine or finding a breast lump, but won't go to the doctor. That's called living in denial. It means that they don't want to know the truth because it's unpleasant. It's just too unpleasant to bear. Now, I'm not criticizing anyone for that. I'm just trying to open up a thorny question which may affect you and me at some point, living in denial. Fooling yourself, well, it can have a serious consequence. It's easy to deceive others or ourselves. And the psychiatrists say that people keep secrets from themselves because to acknowledge the information would be extremely anxiety-producing, and I can understand the reasoning behind that advice from the professionals. You may want to buy that new car, but you know full well you can't afford it, but you just go ahead. That's living in denial. I know that some loud voices have criticized Christians for living in denial, like the governor of Minnesota in the US. His name is Jesse Ventura. I don't know whether he's still the governor, but when he was asked to state his opinion, what he thought about the church, he said, I believe that religion is for the weak-minded. It's for those who've got nothing in themselves, for those who need something else to make them strong. When he said that, the mainstream media in the US, they loved the quote. But I think it's a fairly weak and insipid thing to say if it's not totally wrong. Christianity is not for those who are living in an unreal fairy tale world, because having a faith in a loving God who created the universe is really the best thing that you can do in life. It's not airy-fairy. It's not denial living, because the Bible describes faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And the definition never said anything about living in denial as a proof of faith. No, it shows us the importance of faith in our everyday life. It's really like a firm foundation. Faith is that firm foundation under everything that makes it worth living. It's this thing called faith that is important. The amazing thing is that a committed Christian believes faith in God does make a difference every day. And it's like saying, I won't live in denial that things are not the way I want them to be, but I won't allow it to determine what becomes of my life. I'm fully persuaded that God will do what he's promised in his word, in the Bible, no matter what the circumstances may look like. In John 8, verse 32, it was Jesus who said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yes, facing our inner pain can be scary, but if you follow Jesus, he gives you the strength to bear the hurts and to see it. Admitting the truth of our situation, I think, is the first step toward healing. TV guru Dr. Phil always says you can't change what you don't acknowledge. And we cannot open the door to God's healing, but God says you can't heal a wound by saying it doesn't exist. We need to say, Lord, you're near to everyone whose prayers are sincere. Dear Lord, help me not to live in denial, to acknowledge what's going on, and despite that, to accept you and to love you. With your help, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.